everybody. It's Kitty. Welcome to A Gal and a Gay. It's episode 30.
We've reached a milestone.
We hit 30.
Happy 30.
Happy 30th.
We're finally in our 30s.
I know. Look at us. Wiser, more mature. Maybe not so grown up.
Maybe not so much.
Oh, baby steps. This is our Game of Thrones podcast, our recap. We're going to be reviewing episode 6, The Laws of God and Men. So, a lot of things happen in this episode.
Yeah.
A lot of good things. So, yeah, just stick around. Here's our Game of Thrones podcast.
Okay, two things I want to apologize for. Number one, we did miss last
week. Yeah, we did miss last week.
That's right. It was a busy week.
It was
a good episode.
It was a great episode, yes. And, Mick and I worked different shifts.
Right. This is one of those weeks.
Yeah, it's just one of those weeks we weren't able to get together and do our Game of Thrones podcast
right. Like
we usually do. So, sorry,
right. Fans.
But
we are recording tonight, right after Game of Thrones, it's our initial review.
Yeah, so we're making up for it. And we can talk about last week's episode, too, a little bit. Yeah.
Second thing I want to apologize for, I'm eating. Sorry. I ate early today for some reason.
Yeah, you guys don't know how hangry he can get.
So what?
So he needs to eat.
Before bed.
If we want a civilized podcast.
Right, so if you hear some crunching in the background, I apologize. I'll be done soon.
And I have a little bit of the sniffles, so if you hear me
We're quite a pair.
Yeah.
Quite a pair.
Two of the noisiest things you can do
when
we're doing it on a podcast.
Well, I guess we can touch a little bit about last week's episode. There's a lot to love about it.
Yes.
Yeah, Brienne.
Brienne and Podrick.
Oh my god.
That was the best scene ever. Because he's a terrible squire.
The burning rabbit.
The burning rabbit was great. And I love Brienne. I love her so much. So I'm glad we got to see them off on their little adventure. And I hope we get to see them more. So,
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Then we had Sansa.
They're in the Vale, is that what it's called?
They went like
to meet her aunt and Littlefinger and her aunt Liza.
Aunt Liza.
Were betrothed, but then they got married. And Aunt Liza's nutballs.
Yep. She got what she wanted.
Yeah, accuses Sansa of sleeping with Littlefinger and all this stuff. And then we find out that Liza is the one who poisoned Jon Arryn.
Right. Yeah.
Like, she is the one who started that all. So, it's crazy.
She knows her poisons.
Yep. So she's the one who essentially put everything into motion. And I think she's been working with Littlefinger from the beginning. Littlefinger manipulated her into doing this. So, Littlefinger's really behind everything.
Right.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So
just because you can't wield a big sword or you're mighty, you know.
Exactly, but he knows how to play the game.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. So, I mean, that was a big revelation there, so, yeah. What else happened? Arya and the Hound.
Oh, yeah.
She was doing her little water
dance. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and she was also going over.
Oh, yeah, she was doing her name thing and
across the Hound. And the Hound was the last one.
Yep. I love Arya.
Yeah.
Love her. So.
Oh, and then we have Bronn. Or Bran.
Oh, yeah, Bran. That's right. That was the other thing that happened at Caster's
Creek. Yeah, they had the moment where they could reunite with Jon Snow. And he said no.
That's
because
right.
Because it definitely kept him from his mission.
Yeah, I know.
And, of course, it was a big change because that wasn't in the books.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So, and there was all that. And there was the moment
Hodor killed the first time.
Bran got into or warged into Hodor and made him kill that Lokka guy, which was awesome. But also Hodor looked so upset afterwards.
Poor Hodor. But you know what? It wasn't him, but Hodor, you know, he had to be tortured a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of justice for Hodor, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, so...
That's all I remember from the last episode.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a good episode, yes. And this week's episode was really good.
Yeah, it moved along.
Yeah, it really did. So
I'm glad they're not dragging out, and we'll get there in a second, but not dragging out the trial.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I think if they had longer seasons, they probably would.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Since there's only 10 episodes, they kind of have to get to that pretty quickly. So, so we're going to start. This episode started with Stannis and Dantos, Ser Dantos, on their ship, and they arrived in Braavos.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of Lord of the Rings-esque.
Yeah, a little bit of Lord of the Rings.
With the big statue.
Yeah, with the big statue, yeah. No, it was a neat scene.
Right.
With
it's
the,
nice
the
to see,
and everything.
Right. It's nice to see a little bit of scenery that's not, like, hills.
Exactly.
Or woods. Or snow.
Or ice. Yeah.
Right.
True.
Right. So it's a beautiful place.
It was beautiful. And so they're in Braavos to meet with the Iron Bank, and they go and meet with the Iron Bank, and, you know, they're trying to plead their case of trying, you know, give us money to, you know, to fund our war. And Iron Bank's like, you only got, like, 32 ships and, like, 4,000 men. Like,
Daenerys has more than that.
Exactly. So they're like, well, we don't really think it would be in our best interest to give you money because we don't think you're going to win. So, but then Dantos convinces them to give them money. So.
And then we meet the new character, the guy in the tub with the ladies.
He's a new character?
Is he a new character?
No, he's
not a new character,
but he's,
we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while, exactly. He's that pirate who's friends with Dantos, and he's hired him to, or he's giving money to continue on or something with them. So, yeah, so, I mean, so now Stannis has money.
Right.
So, you know, that's
good. He's got his red witch and
he's
has
got
money.
Exactly, he's got his magic and his money, and so he's not done yet. He's not giving up that Iron Throne just yet, so that'll be interesting.
Especially because he thinks that, well, as they made the case, that Tywin is old.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And Tommen is
a child.
A child,
exactly,
right.
So he doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And they know that there's chaos in King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is a perfect time to strike.
Yeah, and they're like, and there's a, you know, they were talking about Cersei, how everybody hates Cersei, so they're like, this is a perfect time, because the Lannisters are not going to have control for very long.
Right.
So.
And they're distracted.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So.
And we know that, you know, they know that Tyrion is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And what role he played last time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Word gets around.
It does get around, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does.
It might take a while, but it eventually gets around, so.
Right.
Then we go off to Kenza. That's all of Braavos. That was over pretty quickly, Braavos was. But then we go to Ramsay Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Where, I forget where they are exactly.
I can't remember yet.
But, you know, we're going to Reek and Theon and everything, but Theon's sister is on her way to save Theon, you know, from Ramsay Snow.
Right.
And they get to the castle and everything, and they get to the dungeon where Theon is chained up, and she tries to save him, but he doesn't want to go because he's so freaked out. He thinks
he's sleeping with the dogs.
Yeah. So he's so freaked out that he's, you know, she's trying to save him, and he just refuses to go with her. He's like, I have to stay here. I can't leave, you know, and that sort of thing. And
right.
They get into a fight with Ramsay. And
which I thought she was done for.
I thought she was too.
Right.
I know.
But I think Ramsay was the point. That's why he's like, we're going to sick the dogs on you. You have this time. I think deep down he wanted her to escape.
Uh-huh.
So that they could go back and spread the word about how he, you know, what he, obviously what he did to Theon. But also the fact that he's a badass.
Yeah.
And he's turning into, you know, a villain. I mean, he's not turned into. He is,
he is
a villain.
Sadistic.
But now he's a big,
yeah,
you know, he can be a big,
yeah,
a big villain.
Yeah.
And
you
so,
know, that's,
you know,
true. But, I mean, they retreat, and now, you know, his sister, I forget what her name is, says, you know, oh, well, my brother's dead. So, so essentially, they've pretty much given up on Theon. And,
right.
And then, to reward Reek for being so loyal to him, he lets him have a bath, and he's totally scared the whole time.
Right. I would be too.
I would be too, I know. You never know what's a trick with him.
But then it's like, why are you giving him a... Why are you helping him in the bath?
I know, it's a little weird, right? But he's giving him a bath because he wants him to, again, be Theon, so they can go to Castle Black. Yeah, right. Or is it Castle... I think they're trying to go Castle Black and take that over, so...
Yeah, and that's probably where the season will end.
I would think so. So Ramsay's telling Reek, you know, you need to pretend to be Theon again, so we can go get this castle. So, yeah, Ramsay is. He was kind of hot. He's kind of hot.
He is. The ears are
a little weird.
I don't know if that's part of the character. Like, maybe that's an. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not his real ear.
Oh, maybe it's not.
You know, you never know.
I don't know.
But it's weird. It's kind of...
His ears are a little...
And I never
maybe
noticed...
it's just his hair.
Right. I'd never noticed it before.
I didn't either. But yeah, maybe it's just his hair made it look that way. But...
Right.
Yeah, but he...
But yeah, he's definitely sadistic. I mean, he killed that woman.
I know.
He was having sex with.
I know. Ugh. God, he's crazy.
Right.
Ridiculous. Like, ugh, sadistic and gross. But yeah. I felt really bad. I mean... The guy who plays Theon does a really good job.
He does.
Like, he was, like, that whole part where he was freaking out because his sister wanted to save him, like, he was, that was really good, so.
Right, and then it ends with her saying.
You know, he is Lily Allen's brother. She's a singer.
The guy who plays Theon?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, that's her brother.
Very cool.
In case you didn't know that.
Yeah. little piece of trivia.
Little piece of trivia.
You can use that.
There you go. Yeah. No.
And then, of course, his sister said that, Theon's dead.
Theon's dead. So, I guess that's the last they're going to try and save him, maybe. But I don't know.
I
think once they find out, maybe when they find out, I don't know, if he's involved with Castle Black or, you know, helping them, I don't know. Maybe the world will get around, but who knows? But it sounds like the Iron Islands have abandoned poor Reek, so... giving up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Reek. Okay. Let's go to Meereen. This
Meereen?
Is a... Meereen?
Meereen?
Yeah, Meereen. Sorry.
There's no way. There's no way.
Where did I get Meereen from?
I don't know. Maybe that's a character.
Meereen.
It's
Meereen. I don't know.
Meereen.
I still can't.
I know.
These
names.
Damn names.
I know.
Straight.
We go to the goats first.
It starts on a hillside with cute little goats,
right,
couple shepherds.
Like, where is this at? And then, like, the boys throwing rocks at the waterfall, and then I'm like, oh no. Shit.
This is too nice a scene for it to end well.
Right. And then...
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was really
cool.
The
dragons. We see one of her dragons comes up. And
we've been wondering where they've been hiding.
Yeah, I know. Where does she keep the dragons? That's what I want to know. Where does she keep the dragons?
If you guys know where in the books, if you read the books,
yeah.
Where does she keep the dragons?
Just let them roam free?
I guess so.
I mean, they're kind of big now, so.
They're huge.
I guess,
well, that one is
huge. That one is huge.
Right.
But he lit up that poor little goat and ate it.
Gross.
It was an
goat.
Awesome scene, though.
Yeah,
it was really awesome.
Uh-huh.
That was a very cool dragon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They only had the budget for one.
They only had the one, exactly.
Right. Because you got to hold the budget back for when the
they're
dragons...
probably saving up.
Right.
So they get all three of them at once.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that.
I know. I want to see some more dragon action. I really do.
Right.
Because they're very cool.
They are.
Yeah. Very cool.
So, and then we go to her throne, Dany's throne, and people are coming in.
Yeah,
she has a long line.
Yeah, she has a long line of people just talking to her without her issues. That's when the little goat farmer comes in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, your dragons.
Right.
Look what your dragons did to my goat. It's just a burnt corpse.
Right, and he lost his whole herd.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she's going to pay him three times.
Three times the amount for his herd. So she's like, I'm sorry.
But still, I mean, she is learning how to be a ruler. And of course, that is one thing that, well, you have these crazy animals.
Yes.
That you, I don't think have the control you think you have over them.
I don't think they do. Yep. So, yeah. But then there was another guy comes in, mm-hmm. who was the son of one of the slave masters that she crucified.
Yeah.
And he is begging her to let him bury his father in an honorable way.
Which she crucified.
Yeah, which she crucified. So she's like, I don't feel bad. Like, all right. She's like, I'm sorry you lost your dad, but, mm-hmm. I mean, he killed all these slave kids, so that's
what right, and we kind of figured that this was going to, this was going to come back.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they mm-hmm. made a point of it in mm-hmm. the last episode or the episode before, and then they did again in the preview, or mm-hmm. in the recap before the new, mm-hmm. the new show. So, you know, and this guy was like, look, he didn't want to crucify the kids. It wasn't his fault. But, you know, this is guilty by association.
Yeah, yeah. So, eventually, I think Dani feels bad enough for the guy that she lets him, she's going to let him bury his dad. Mm-hmm. She, you know, so, and that's when we find out, you know, like she asks, like, how many people are online?
Right.
212, mm-hmm. something like that. So, she has a lot of people to talk to, so. But she's learning the ropes of being a queen, so.
Yeah.
And that's, I like her as a queen that she's listening to her people, you know. And
she's a young queen, though.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. So, but still, I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good old Dani.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know the dragons are her children, and they are, again, they're not listening to their
mother. Exactly. I think it's going to be a problem in the future.
I would kind of like to know where they are, like where they're being kept, even if it's an aside, like, oh, you know, the goat. Okay, well, they've been hanging out on the hillside.
Yeah, exactly. There's a cave somewhere they hang out. They sleep,
Or they're hiding behind their cave or whatever's behind the waterfall, and a kid was throwing rocks.
Oh,
and that's what, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. That's what got their attention.
Did you ever see the movie Dragonheart?
Dragonheart.
With Dennis Quaid. It's about a dragon. Sean Connery does voice it. Yeah. It's an awesome movie. But the dragon sleeps in it.
So you've seen, what's it called?
Dragonheart.
You haven't seen Avatar.
Okay. Well, Dragonheart came out in the 90s when I was a kid, so of course I saw it. Avatar came out just 2 years ago when I was really interested, so.
Okay. Alright, I'll put that on my not-to-watch list.
It's really good, though!
Okay.
It gets me every time.
Oh, God.
Anybody out there who's seen it knows what I'm talking about, so.
Yeah. We won't be here.
Okay, moving on. Now let's go to King's Landing. Lots going on in King's Landing.
Lots of going on. And we've also learned that King's Landing is aware of Daenerys.
They are aware of Daenerys.
And her dragons.
They don't feel like she's really a threat at mm-hmm. this point. They're like, she's young, she's a kid, or she has baby dragons.
Right.
You know, they still think that they're tiny dragons, so.
I'm sorry. I would be freaking out.
I would be freaking
that
out.
That a possible, an enemy, but someone who I possibly could be going to war with has dragons.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care how many men you have.
And she has a bunch of Unsullied. So,
right, and like, she has all these, you know, ex-warriors and people who know what the hell they're doing.
So this is all happening. They're having a small council meeting. So it's Tywin and Cersei and Oberyn and Daddy Tyrell and the old man Maester and Varys. So they're all talking about things, and that's one of the things they talk about is Dany and her dragons. And Oberyn's like, I've seen the Unsullied before. They're pretty good on the battlefield. But still, like, I just didn't get the impression that they're really concerned about Daenerys. So, I don't know.
That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
They also know that the Hound is in the Riverlands.
Right.
They've seen the Hound. Like, somebody's let them know that they've seen the Hound around. They didn't mention Arya at all, so I'm assuming...
Well, she still looks like a little boy.
Exactly, so they don't... That's good. I mean, people don't know that she is Arya Stark, so...
Right. Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, they definitely know, so...
Yeah, exactly.
She's safe that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she is moving closer to Aunt Liza.
I know.
Which, oh,
I
know.
I would love to see a Sansa Arya reunion. I would.
But, I mean, but here's the thing. Arya is a different person.
She's a different person.
And I think that, you know, the relationship is obviously going to be changed.
Yes.
And, you know, we still have some things out there that we haven't seen yet of what happened to Caitlin. And so, I wonder when that's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner or later.
I wonder, yeah. My dad told me what Arya ends up doing in the books.
Oh,
it's
really?
Pretty good, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is there a reunion?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's weird.
I don't know. I don't remember. But, yeah, I'll tell you later what he told me.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, good point. We don't.
Yeah. So, but then Varys and Oberyn are in the throne room talking and, you know, conniving and scheming.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
whatever
Boy,
they do.
Scheming.
They scheming, yep. And, I forget exactly what they're talking about, but there's one point where Varys kind of looks at the throne and you go,
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's so weird. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, well, obviously you've been a part of something and you're going to be a part of something else.
Yes, exactly. So I think maybe he was involved with Joffrey's death somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, it seems like several people.
Yes. So.
Have been involved with Joffrey's death.
Yes.
Death, which, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
when you're a king that is so hateful, and you think that you're too powerful, when there are people around you that hate you, but they're still protecting you,
yeah.
someone's going to,
yeah,
figure it out
yeah.
how to get rid of you.
Yeah,
there's a difference than you know a king with a iron fist than a king that is crazy
and sadistic and
mm-hmm.
a monster. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But you know. I just think there's so many people who want that throne, too, so it's just...
Yeah.
Now that Joffrey's dad is dead, they kind of notice they can... There's more... They can do more, I guess. You know,
right.
It's easier, going to be easier for them to take the throne.
But here's the thing, like, he was, like, looking at the throne like he wants it, but it's like, you could never have
heir. No, you would never be a king, Varys. But I don't think it's so much that he wants to be the king, but he's going
to
be...
He
know,
wants to... Be a part of who gets,
exactly.
who eventually gets it.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, he's a sneaky bald guy, so.
The sneaky bald guy. That's such a good YouTube.
It's so good.
The sneaky bald guy.
All right.
And so then we get to the trial.
To the trial. Tyrion's trial begins. And,
and of course it starts with Jaime going to the jail to his cell to get him. And then you hear... Tyrion say, oh, did I get pardoned? You know, he's always throwing in the humor and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he is always...
Peter Dinklage,
I know,
so
he's
good.
So good. He's so good.
Right. And this episode only...
Really.
Wow.
He needs to get an Emmy
mm-hmm.
for this.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so the trial begins, and it's... Tommen excuses himself as the judge, and so Tywin... serves as judge for the trial, which is not good for...
Right.
Not good for Tyrion.
No, not at all.
And so they bring up, you know, a bunch of witnesses to testify, and it's one of the guys... I guess he's one of the King's Guards. I don't know. Or he's a knight.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but he testifies that, you know, oh, he threatened... King Joffrey once, he slapped him, called him a fool or something like that.
Right.
And then, this is all very one-sided.
Tyrion
gets no...
But most of these people, what they're saying is the truth.
It's truth, but
right.
you don't get to hear all the story behind it because at this point, Tyrion's like, did he tell you that he was undressing Sansa and that Joffrey was gonna shoot Sansa with an arrow
right.
or something? Like, it was, you know... So, but, you know, then Tywin's like, silence. So,
right.
again, so they're only hearing one side of everything, and Tyrion gets no chance to defend himself against these sorts of things. So,
right.
Then we have, who else do we have? Oh, Cersei. Oh, God. And she, of course, is making it sound like he's a horrible person. And because, you know, at one point he said, I'm going to, you know, there's going to be someday I'm going to make you very unhappy or something. And, of course, taken out of context, that sounds like maybe he did have something to do with it.
Right.
Yeah. And then the old man Meister comes up and talks about the poisons, and he has the necklace with the purple strangler on it.
And I forgot that.
Yeah.
That Littlefinger.
Yeah, Littlefinger
threw the necklace.
Threw the necklace onto the boat when he killed Davos. Dantos.
Yeah.
Yes, Dantos.
Yep.
Yes.
Dantos. His body.
Whatever. And the fool. The guy who.
And the residue.
The boat, yeah.
Was inside that gem.
Yeah.
And I guess Littlefinger probably knew that that was going
to
happen.
Yeah. I think they purposely kind of try to set up Tyrion.
Right. Yeah. But it also sets up Sansa.
Yeah, and Sansa, exactly.
I mean, because they know that he was seen escorting her away. He was seen in the garden with her. So it kind of seems like
Sansa's
part of the plot.
And also, I think Littlefinger put it this way, so she would have no reason
to ever leave.
She can't ever go back to King's Landing because people think she killed. So it's all part of Littlefinger's manipulation to have Sansa by his side. Oh, he's so creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Who else testified? No, they'll take a break.
Well, yeah, right? You know, and Cersei even mentioned about how Tyrion tried to put Joffrey on the front lines during that battle of Blackwater or whatever, and, you know, threatened her, saying, your joy will turn to ashes in your mouth and you will know the debt is paid.
That's what it was.
So... And then I think you're right. I think there was the break.
That's when we take a break.
And Jaime goes in and...
Jaime talks to Tywin and...
Tries to make a deal.
Yeah, makes a deal with him. He's like, I will quit the Kingsguard. I will go and take my place as Lord of... What is their land there?
Casterly Rock.
Yeah. Anyway, he said, you know, I'll quit the Kingsguard, I'll become a lord, I'll give you an heir, whatever, so the Lannister name will live on as long as Tyrion doesn't die. And so, in exchange, Tywin's like, okay, I'm going to find him guilty, but I'm going to give him a chance to go to the Kingsguard. Or not the Kingsguard, the Night's Watch. I'm into the Night's Watch. In exchange, so so they make this deal, and which is surprising. It's just crazy. I mean,
right?
Again, that just shows.
Well, Jaime, he knows that Tyrion didn't kill.
Yeah, exactly. Jaime
killed Joffrey.
Believes that Tyrion did not kill Joffrey,
and Tywin believes it.
Tywin
too.
Doesn't
he
think
knows
it exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, just I really like Jaime.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of. Mixed feelings about Jaime, but I like him. So.
Yeah. I definitely do. And then we go back and they start the trial again, and that's when Jaime kind of fills in Tyrion and telling him, okay, look, this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be fine. You have to trust me. You have to trust me on this.
Yes.
And
he's like, don't say anything.
Just
keep your mouth
shut.
You're gonna be guilty, but it's gonna be okay. Like, you're gonna just go to the Castle Black. Don't worry about it. Like, so, yeah.
What could go wrong?
Well.
And then the next witness walks in.
Their final witness.
And the thing is, like, they built it up.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see who was walking in.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, God. I know who it is.
I know.
And only one
and
person.
And it's Shay.
Yep.
Shay. I knew they were going to bring her back for this. I just knew that was probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like, where has she been?
I know.
Did
she ever get out? Who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
And, you know, she starts her testimony lying.
Completely lying.
It's
lying
like,
about everything.
Who? I mean, did somebody put her up to it?
I'm sure they either paid her off, because she's pretty pissed off at Tyrion, you know, for everything.
Yeah.
So they either paid her off, or they threatened to kill her, so
right.
I imagine Yeah. One of those two is what convinced her. Yeah.
Probably both. So
convinced her to lie.
Right.
Boldly faced lie.
Right.
So, I mean, they, you know, she says, oh, I was Sansa's handmaiden. They told me everything. Like, Sansa and Tyrion worked on it together. They both wanted to kill.
But that isn't, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why would you tell someone like that?
I know. Well.
Who cannot be trusted, no matter if she is your handmaiden.
Yeah.
Like, but...
Well, but that's when she goes to the point where, like, well, I was his whore, too, so that's why he told me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's just...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, and Shay, essentially, you know, Shay's obviously pissed off that, you know, the way things ended with him, and so she really gets some digs in at him, you know. Just
right.
Like, you know.
Because he lied to her.
Mm-hmm.
To hurt her so she would leave.
Yes.
Because he was trying to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
And now... She is doing everything she can to end his life.
Exactly. So it's a little vindictive and a little like, wow, really? Like, really? You're lying? So anyway, she, you know, she just makes up a lot of stuff, you know, like, oh, well, you know, after Sansa and Tyrion got married, he didn't want me anymore and she wouldn't have him. So he agreed to kill Joffrey, you know, to make her happy and all this stuff. So,
yeah,
I know. It's just... And poor Tyrion. Obviously upset.
Yeah, obviously now he's not keeping his mouth shut.
Yeah, exactly. And he just really goes off.
Right.
And, wow.
Well, yeah, and he basically, he lets everyone have it.
Yeah, he lets everyone have it.
Everyone.
Exactly.
Everyone, not just in the court,
but
in King's Landing.
Exactly.
He basically said that, you know, he's been on trial forever.
Yeah.
Because
he's
a dwarf.
Yeah. Yep. You know, he tells that to his father, like, you know, I've been on trial because I'm a dwarf.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't kill Joffrey, but I wish I had.
Right.
He's like, I saved all of you.
Right.
You know?
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Do you remember that? I saved all of you. And, you know, I forget what it is. He's like, I wish I had poison. I wish I could kill all of you. It was just, it was a really.
Yeah.
Great performance.
Such a great performance.
God, really good. So, yeah.
Hmm. In the scheme of things, you have to wonder, like, you know, is he going to end up on the throne? Is he, you know, where is he going to end in all this? Because it's such a powerful character.
Yeah.
And I would say one of the most popular
Of the most popular characters.
And we know what happens with popular characters on this show.
I know, but Tyrion feels to me like another level of popular. Like, Rob... Right. Star, Caitlin, they were all popular, but...
Right.
Tyrion's a lot big. I don't know.
Caitlin's pretty big.
Caitlin was pretty big. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be real.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Cersei, Caitlin, Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them are up there.
Yeah.
And then, he basically has it, and then he...
And then he asks for trial by combat. He's like, you know, he's like, I want to... Try my best, so...
Yeah.
He asked for a trial by combat.
Fight for me.
Yep, yep. So, we're going to do trial by combat, which is going to be crazy.
It is
going
to be crazy.
I know, I wonder. I don't know. So,
you have to wonder, is that next episode? Because I think...
I hope so. Well, I don't know. This is 6, 7... Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Is 9 supposed to be a big episode?
9 supposed to be a big episode, and then they're done at 10?
Yeah, 10's the last one.
Is it 10?
Yeah, I think it's 10. I think it's 10.
That's crazy.
I know.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So I wonder if he's going to get a champion to fight for him, or he's going to fight himself. I wonder. I bet they won't.
There's somebody that does it, and I have a feeling. I think I know who it is. But we do know that the Mountain's coming back.
Uh huh.
And probably, I mean, he will definitely 100% be the one that will fight. King's Landing.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like, who will go up against the Mountain? The Mountain might be big, but that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he... No.
Maybe he'll get his brawn, his sellsword, to fight for him. You know, the guy who's been teaching Jaime how to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a... but if... Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah. I don't know. What There's so much. I can't believe there are 4 episodes left.
I know. I know. And then it's gone for a year.
Yeah. 9 months.
9 months.
Basically.
Yeah. So.
So.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, I mean, it didn't seem like it was in the previews for the next episode, but they might be purposely keeping it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yep, 10 episodes. I feel like I don't want to, I mean, I've just seen the, what each one of them's called.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's like, ooh, the mountain and the viper. Well.
Well. Well.
Something along those lines. But the next episode's called Mockingbird.
Mm.
And then 9 is the Watchers on the Wall.
Mm. Ooh. Ooh. I wonder if that's like the whole Castle Black thing. Yeah.
That has to be. Yeah. And then. Episode 10's The Children. So that would
that has to be the White Walkers. Yeah,
right.
That has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the laws of gods and men.
Mm.
And I love reading the ratings on IMDb for each episode. This episode has the highest rating so far.
Oh, wow.
Right.
It was a good episode.
It was a good
episode.
It
really was. A lot of good things happened in it.
Well, and I think it's Peter Dinklage's performance.
He's so,
and how they ended
oh,
that.
So great, yeah. Mm-hmm. So great. Very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the dragon helped, too.
Yes.
Awesome dragon
the
scene.
The dragon did help.
Awesome dragon.
But, I mean, from what I understand, I think we're running out of material with Daenerys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Doesn't she stay in,
she stays there for a while.
For a while,
like,
yeah. You know. I wonder how long she... I mean, if they're going to keep her there for a long time in the series.
I don't know.
I wonder.
And what are they really going to change? And I love reading, and you guys probably do too, about, you know, the day or so after the episode airs, what versus the book versus the TV show.
Yeah,
I really like that.
I do too.
That's always
I like
to
hear the differences. Yeah.
Even though I've read Wikipedia, it's been a while. I'm trying not to. But the one thing, we were talking about this before we started the podcast, about how I really like the fact that it's not The Walking Dead in the way that there are just some slow episodes which is great for character development.
Mm-hmm,
it's great
mm-hmm.
to kind of, you know, collect your bearings
mm-hmm.
for the big zombies, you know, the big, you know, basically it's conflicts between the humans.
Yeah.
But how this is like, it's moving along.
Yeah.
It's moving along.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, there are really no lulls.
No.
It
just moves. Yeah.
Right.
They pack a lot into every episode.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you get a scene with Daenerys and Meryn,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be the only episode you're basically going to get.
Yeah.
You know, the only scene you're going to get for the episode.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I do like that.
I do like it too. It helps it move along very quickly.
There's so many characters.
So,
and we're only going to get more characters as we're moving forward.
It's very hard to keep track of.
I know. Well, and it's, you know, it's interesting. The White Walkers in the whole series. I mean, we're only in season 4, and we maybe have had 4 or 5 scenes.
Yeah, really, not a lot. Yeah,
maybe 1 or 2
mm-hmm.
a season. I mean, this year we've had...
I feel like we've had more this season.
Maybe 2. Well, you binge-watched.
Yeah, I did binge-watch, so they're all kind of blurred together.
But this season we've had... 1?
1? Yeah, just the big
just
one,
the
right?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, but it looks like we're going to get another one.
Yeah.
9 and 10. Probably. The Watchers on the Wall. So I wonder, and then The Children. I mean, I don't know. I just, it's...
Yeah.
This is so good.
It's, yeah.
June 15th.
I'm excited. Oh, June 15th. And then the next weekend is... No, wait.
Yep.
The next True Blood's is 22nd.
True. Yep. So it's next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So good.
I know.
Well, guys, we obviously want you to join on the conversation. You can please tweet us at A Gallon of Gay. Facebook, Gallon of Gay.
Email, A Gallon of Gay. Yeah, so, yeah, just tell us what you think's going to happen, or if you are a book reader, if you read the books, kind of, you know, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are about this episode, and if there's anything different, or...
Well, especially after last
episode,
which we, again, forgot to recap, but
yeah,
I apologize.
Sorry.
But there were some big changes.
Yeah, there were some big changes. A lot of people, you know, and in the week before, too, there was a lot of changes, too,
right.
So, yeah, so they're not completely sticking to the books, they're kind of doing their own thing in certain areas, so... yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Which is good, and it seems like sooner probably rather than later, they're going to have to really start.
Yeah.
Because we're about to catch up to those
Yeah,
books.
I know. Because they're moving along quickly, so.
Right.
Old George better get to writing.
George. I mean, I think I read an article where they're like, there's no way he can release. He's still working on that one book.
I know. There's no way.
And it still has to go through the editor to be published and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for him to do another one.
No.
I mean...
Unless he is simultaneously writing these
right.
books. Yeah.
Well, and I think the hard part of him writing the books, from what I understand, is each chapter is a point of view.
I know.
So it's not like a it's not necessarily a chronological order. So it's not like he's writing a beginning, a middle, and an end. Well, I mean, out of all the series, he's writing a beginning, a middle, and an end, but he's writing... End, middle, beginning, end, middle, you know, beginning, begin, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
That'd be hard to keep everything straight.
I think so, yeah. I know.
And it has to be hard for the editors.
It's gonna be so hard.
It's just like.
Oh my god, reading that.
Right. I would love to know how he writes. Like, does he have like this big wall where
how
he keeps
he
everything straight? You know. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah, again, I just
at least I know how it's going to end.
Exactly.
And we were talking to other podcasts that Peter Dinklage has said that he knows how Game of Thrones, how George R. R. Martin plans to end the series. So that kind of makes me think that Peter will be around to the end.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
But again, George might throw us all for a loop. He's done it before.
Yeah. You never know.
But I just feel like. Out of all of the big characters we have now, one of them will be on the
throne. Yeah, one of them will, yes, I think. One
right.
of them will be.
Or the dragons will just destroy everyone.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Burn everything
right.
to the ground.
But I mean, come on. Come on. You would think that one of these characters...
One of the major players.
Even if they get on the throne, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be overthrown
somewhere
down the line.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
I mean, how do you end it?
Exactly? I mean,
right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just
because whoever rules is probably not going to rule for very long.
Right.
You know?
Well, and that's
where they're uprising.
Right. And that's kind of what I think. It's like a series or whatever is telling one person's story.
Yeah.
One family's story.
Mm-hmm.
One whatever. I mean, I think the only way it would make sense is if a Stark ended up on the throne.
I would hope so. But...
And really, there are only technically two Starks left.
Yeah.
Sansa
and Arya and Jon Snow.
But he's a bastard.
He's a bastard, yeah. But.
So maybe it is Arya.
Oh, no, there's Bran. Bran.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Rickon, the other brother. We don't know what happened to him.
Oh, right.
Little brother, you know.
But
the little
what
one.
The hell?
It's him and, Usha, whatever her name is. The
one the
other
one.
Yeah,
they took off
last season. So, I wonder if we're going to see them at all. Because I liked her.
Yeah. What the hell?
I wonder.
Maybe that's the children episode.
Mm.
Catching up with where all the children are.
Where all the children
okay, well, so there's some Starks.
Yeah.
So, but here's the... Okay, that would make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we start with the Starks, we end with the Starks.
Yeah, but it's
in
still like,
form.
But they're still like the Lannister, like Tyrion's a big one,
right? But I think Tyrion would not mind ruling somewhere else if he did rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I'm putting happy endings for everyone.
I know.
We've got to stop that.
I don't feel like this is going to end in a happy ending.
No. But I feel like it should still end with a Stark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should still end with a Stark, because then it's like, okay, there we go. Then whatever happens, it happens. But it ends a story.
I really
of a
hope
fan.
Stannis dies. I do not like Stannis.
Yeah,
I'm
either.
Really bored with him.
Yeah.
I don't like his whole storyline.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a real...
Yeah, I'm not...
The only thing interesting about his story is Melisandre.
Yeah, it's Melisandre. She's the only interesting part, you know. And her daughter. I like the daughter. But yeah, like, that just... Stannis.
Right.
He's not my favorite. That's why I forgot about him when we were writing out our show notes. I was like, oh yeah, that happened.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, all right, we've got 44 minutes.
Yeah, we're done.
So
we're just babbling right now.
We're making up for last week.
Anyway. We're going to talk for 2 hours now. Since we didn't do it last
week. Hell no, I'm going to bed.
No, and I got to go to work.
You got to go to work.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, hey guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And again, leave us comments. Tell us what you think. We want to include you in on our conversation.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. So please just tweet us, Facebook us, email us.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All the good stuff.
Send a pigeon.
Send a raven. Pigeon. A raven. There you go.
That's what I meant.
There you go. Damn. A three-eyed raven.
Three-eyed raven. okay, y'all.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye.